Joanne Appleby, originally from Carrickmacross, and her three children, Austin, Grace and Beau, were on holiday some 200 kilometres south of Perth in Australia when strong winds pushed their inflatable paddleboards and kayak offshore. 13-year-old Austin swam for 4 hours through dangerous waters to get help. Joe Finnegan of The Joe Finnegan Show on Radio Kerry's sister station, Shannonside, which serves the Monaghan, Longford, Cavan areas, spoke to Joanne Appleby, her son Austin, the hero of the moment, and to Joanne's mother, Doreen Cunningham, who lives in Carrickmacross.
Me and the three kids, we were going to have just an hour or two before we were actually going to come back to Perth that day early. So just for an hour or two before we packed up the car and headed home.
And initially out with the kayaks, some paddling close to the shore. But at what stage did you realise that you and the kids may be in a spot of bother?
We were in the shore, smaller part initially, and then one of the kids went out a little bit further and the wind started to pick up. So I went, I actually had Grace on the back of my paddleboard because we're in the shallow area, and I went out with them to say, you know, let's not go out too far, we'll come back in. But the wind started to pick up and the waves started to go, and a paddleboard got flipped and an oar went missing. So then it was like, we'll tie each other together and we'll one paddleboard take the other one back in. So that was kind of where we were at that stage, and it was still okay. It wasn't, I didn't have any fear of it happening then. It was going to cost me an oar. And when I go back to the hotel, I'm going to have to pay for it. Bo was still in the shallow end, I suppose, and he was rowing around like a trooper. And then I've said this story so many times, and now I'm even forgetting it myself, Joe.
Austin called me over.
Okay.
Out to help them paddle them in.
That's so, Bo. Yes, that's okay. Bo. And we're going to have a word with Bo in a minute. So Bo is paddling away, not a care in the world. But you, I'm sure in time, realised, hey, this is not looking too good now.
Yeah, well, we couldn't, with the two paddle boards, because they're so light, we couldn't just pull Austin back in on his, which seemed like an easy task, but the wind had picked up and the waves started to come. So then Austin called Bo over, who wasn't too far away, with the kayak going, well, so we'll tie it to that and we'll start heading back into shore.
Yeah.
Put you on to Austin, because he's in a better way of, he's been saying this so many times here, he'll be able to tell you more, I suppose.
Right, and we were going to play a clip of one of the many interviews that Austin has done with TV stations and radio stations and satellites and all of that sort of thing over the last number of days, but we said, why bother when we're going to have a word with the hero himself. Austin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe.
And it's great to have you on the show this morning, and thank you so much for taking the call. So, Mammy was telling us there, initially, great fun. You and Bo, your brother, and Grace, your sister, with Mam, are paddling away in the kayaks. And then you lost an oar. Take us on from that, Austin.
It was getting really hard. It was, it was very tiring trying to pull everyone back in. Mum thought we were doing all right, so we stopped towing each other, and then we lost another oar, and so we were down to one oar left. And Mum, Bo, Grace started paddling up to me, and they said, Austin, go get help. So with the one and only oar I had, I just started trying to get back to shore, but the kayak kept on dumping me. Because it was filling up with water because of the waves. And after a bit of clinging onto the kayak, I decided to let go of the kayak and start swimming with my life jacket on. I was swimming with my life jacket on for a while, but I was still 4 kilometres out at sea, so I wasn't actually getting anywhere. And so I had to make the decision to tie the life jacket to my leg and start swimming. But the life jacket kept on taking me out even when it was tied to my leg and I had less weight on me. So I took off the I untied the life jacket and I just swam to shore as fast as I could. Different types of strokes. There was a lot going through my head, thinking of Mum, thinking of friends. I was thinking, a lot of things. And then I got to shore, and when I got onto the beach, my legs collapsed and I was lying on the floor and I was thinking, oh man, is this a dream? I have to go save my family. And so I just try to run the next 2 kilometers to go to the phone.
And when you were swimming, when you were trying to make your way to shore, could you see the shore? Because I understand, Austin, at this stage, you were well out into the sea, into the open sea, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. I could barely see the things, but there were buildings that you could see. And there were also like big radio towers they could also see, and I could see land from a longer distance, but it was sticking out into the ocean. So, I couldn't really see the land until about 2 kilometers in, and yeah.
How old are you, Austin?
I'm 13.
You're 13. And that all during that swim, if we can call it that, that dash for the shore, and your determination to get help for your mum and your younger brother, Beau, and your sister, you kept saying to yourself, keep going, keep going. You never gave up, obviously, did you?
Well, for a while there, I was clinging onto the kayak, and I really thought of actually going back to mum. But obviously now that I've reached the shore and everything, I'm quite glad that I didn't, because there was a lot of drama happening in that meantime. There was a couple of times when I thought, I can't make it, so.
Well, there's one lady who isn't at all surprised at your bravery and your strength and your perseverance and your determination. And she is so, so proud of her. So, Austin, I want you to say hello, Granny.
I know, Doreen.
Hello, Austin. How great you are. You're absolutely the best in the world.
Thanks, Anna Doreen.
The best boy in the world.
I know, Doreen, from the conversation.
There's two of them, Doreen. There's not just one. I think there's another one here beside me as well.
I want to talk to him in a minute. He's a lovely boy.
He's a lovely boy, and I want to have a word with Bo as well. But yeah. Doreen, isn't this some young fella, huh?
Oh, yes, definitely.
I mean, listening to him there and what he faced and what he did, and then to go and get help for his mum and his two siblings. Yes. But I'm sure you'll say that's because there's Mahara Clune blood in there, you see.
You're dead right. sure. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They're all goers in Mahara Clune.
They're all goers. And Joanne, now, I'm going to have a word of Beau in a moment. And also, we have to acknowledge the bravery of Grace as well. But Joanne, that decision you had to make as a mum. So here you are, you're floating out to sea. I think in the end, when you were finally rescued, you were 8 miles out. You were 8 miles from shore. Just to put it into context now, 8 miles out. And that decision to let Austin go, that must have been a very tough one to make.
It was definitely one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make, and I never want to make another one like it again. But the choices was, I go and leave the kids. Well, you can't do that. No way. leave somebody at sea. And Austin has, well, he's already proven that he's definitely become a man. And he, you know, he had the strength behind him. And he's one of those kids. He's like Bo, when he puts his head to it, he can do it. He just has to believe in himself. So he, I was like, he's our best chance to do it. We're going to give it a go.
And he wanted to go. He was saying to you, I can do this, Mom. Let me do it. I can do it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And,
but
and,
let's,
yeah, and he done, well, yeah, but done a great job.
He sure did. But let's get back to you and Bo and Grace. Is Bo there?
Yes, I'm here, Joe.
Hello, Bo. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Ah, look, man, I am just so thrilled to have you on this show this morning. And I'm blown away by your courage and your bravery, because I should remind people, this ended up as a 10-hour ordeal for you and your family. 10 hours on the water. In the end, you had drifted out 8.4 miles from shore. During all of that time, what was going through your mind, Bo?
At first, it was just, we're going to make it. Let's just mess about, have a little bit of fun. Around hour three, I went like, what's wrong? Is Austin okay? Has he made it? I looked at Mom. She looked back at me. So, yeah. We eventually, around hour four, did we hop off and try and push them?
Yep.
And then that didn't work. The paddleboards would have flown away if it wasn't attached to my life jacket. If it didn't, remember it got entangled around me?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then we got back on there. Around hour five, I almost completely broke down. Is that how scared I was? But I just kept pushing. It was still a bit of fun and games. Around hour six, it started to get a bit dark. That's when it that's when it got really scary, as it got colder and Mum was keeping more bigger waves, and Mum was keeping flipping. Hour seven, it was pretty much nearly pitch dark. We saw a couple of planes flying over. They ain't the ones that were looking for us. So a bit too far up. But around hour eight, we spotted our first helicopter.
Hour eight. And do you mind me asking, young Bo, how old are you?
I'm turning 13 in a few months.
Turning 13
right now.
What a brave young man. I mean, Nana Doreen, what can I say? I mean, what a guy.
The best wee man. The best wee man you can find.
Yeah. Say hello to your Nana, Bo.
Hi, Nana Doreen.
Hello, Bo. How are you now?
Good. How about you?
Oh, I'm good now. I'm thinking of you all the time. How great a little boy you are. But
yeah.
Then again, I always told you were a great boy.
Yes, you did.
Oh, wow. I'm not the better after listening to that powerful interview. Joanne Appleby, originally from Carrickmacross and Monaghan, and her children, Austin, Grace and Bo, who are holidaying in an area south of Perth, 200 miles or 200 kilometres south of Perth, when, as you heard there, it's probably the most talked about story in the world at the moment, when strong winds push their inflatable paddleboards and kayak offshore from the beach. 8 hours up to 8 hours and more in the water. And Austin swam for 4 hours through dangerous waters to get help. A great interview by Joe Finnegan of The Joe Finnegan Show on Radio Kerry's sister station, Shannonside. You can listen to the full interview, 25 minutes of it in all, on shannonside.ie. Joe speaking there to Joanne, to the hero Austin, to Joanne's mother, and Austin and Bo's granny Doreen, and just hear the love. I mean, and Bo's such a little smasher as well, and Grace, and thanks be to God. What an incredible, inspiring story.